chapter 16. For the Anointed One belongs to those who are humble-minded, not to those who exalt themselves above his flock. Our Lord, the Anointed One, Jesus, the scepter of the majesty of God, did not come in the pomp of pride or arrogance, though he was mighty. Instead, he was humble-minded, as the Spirit of the Holy One had spoken concerning him. For it declares, Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? We have announced in his presence that he is as a little one, as a root in a thirsty ground. He had no comeliness in him, nor glory. And we have seen him, and he had neither comeliness nor beauty. Instead, his comeliness was dishonored, deficient in comparison with the comeliness of other men. He is a man, living in blows and toil, and acquainted with the bearing of weakness. Because his countenance was turned away, he was dishonored and not blessed. This is he who bears our sins and is hurt for us. And we regarded him as subject to toil and blows and maltreatment. But he was wounded for our sins, and he was bruised for our lawless deeds. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. All of us have gone astray like sheep. Every man has wandered in his own way. And the Lord delivered him up for our sins. And he did not open his mouth in the midst of his maltreatment. As a sheep, he was led to the slaughter. And as a lamb before her shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? Because his life is taken from the earth. For the lawless deeds of my people, he has come to death. I will give the wicked for his burial place, and the rich for his death. Because he committed no lawless deed, nor was trickery found in his mouth. And the Lord wills to purify him from his wounds. If you make an offering for a sin, your soul shall see a seed with long life. And the Lord wills to relieve him of the labor of his soul, to show him light and to form him in intelligence, a righteous man who is slave to many. And he himself shall bear their sins. Because of this, he shall inherit many, and shall share the spoil of the strong, because his soul was delivered to death, and he was counted among the lawbreakers. And he bore the sins of many. And for their sins he was delivered up. And again he declares, But I am a worm and not a man, a reproach of men and an outcast of people. All who see me laughed me to scorn. They spoke with their lips. They shook their heads. He hoped in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him save him, since he delights in him. You see, beloved men, what is the example which has been given to us? For if the Lord became humble-minded in this way, what shall we do who, through him, have come under the yoke of his favor?